This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. Hey guys, and welcome back to Always Wolves Fan TV. Obviously, Bruno Lage's reign as Wolves head coach is over, so it's only right that we take a look at who are the movers and shakers, who's the contenders, what are the latest odds, and who is the favourite to take over the hot seat at Wolverhampton Wanderers. So first up, the current hot favourite, actually moving in from 7-2 to 6-4 today, is the current Sporting Club Portugal manager, Ruben Amorim. You might have remembered he was obviously the manager that Wolves played when played Sporting in pre-season. He's a very highly regarded. He's only 37 years of age. Took Sporting last season to win the Primeira title. They're around about seventh in the season at the moment. Obviously, they've got European football. And Sporting paid around about 10 million euros to get him from Braga. He's very hard, highly regarded. He actually was in contention for the Chelsea job initially. Was one of the names mentioned. So he is the current favourite at 6-4 to be the next Wolves head coach. Coming in at 2-1 is the former Olympiacos manager Pedro Martins. He took the Olympiacos to 3 successive Greece Super League titles and did incredibly well in Europe as well. Obviously, you will know many of the Wolves squad, including the likes of Jose Sarr and of course Daniel Pedenzi, who previously would have played for him under his management at Olympiacos. He, as I say, is 52 years of age and is coming in currently at 2-1. Then currently at 7-1 odds is 56-year-old Julian Lopetegui. Most Wolves fans will be very, very familiar with his name, having been odds on at the time to be Fosun's first manager before being swayed by a late offer to manage the Spanish national side. He was recently linked with the Manchester United job before they appointed Ten Hag. And he's had recent very good success with Sevilla, although not having the best of seasons so far, and he's rumoured to be very close to departing with Sevilla as well. But he has taken them, obviously, to the European UEFA League final, indeed winning it, knocking Wolves out in the process in the quarterfinals. And obviously had a really strong finish, a high finish in La Liga last year. I think it was third or fourth. He's very well known to the Wolves hierarchy. He's a Mendes client, so you cannot rule out a move for Julian Lopetegui. So currently coming in at 10-1 is André Villas-Boas. He's now 44 years of age. His most recent club was Marseille. He had two seasons there. He took them to runners-up in the French League before resigning, actually, of February 2021 because of the recruitment policy. Since leaving the Premier League in 2013, he's also had success at Zenit St. Petersburg, taking them to the title, and also took Shanghai to the semi-finals of the Asian version of the Champions League. Also, bizarrely, coming in at 10-1, is Sean Dyche, but I'm really not going to go there because that's definitely not going to happen, surely. So, currently at odds of 14-1 is the current Porto manager, Sergio Conceição. Now, he's been at Porto since 2017, in fact, replacing Nuno Espirito Santo as manager. He's had real good success there. He won the Portuguese Premier League in his first year and took them a long way in the Champions League as well, eventually getting knocked out to Liverpool. In 2019-20 season, he did the double over in Portugal, getting knocked out by Chelsea in the quarterfinals of the Champions League. And in the 21-22 season, he took Porto to a record 58 games without defeat. He's been at Portugal. He's been at Porto, as I say, since 2017. So he may, he just may be primed for a move and a new challenge. So someone that's not Portuguese is Greek Australian Postecoglou, who is currently the head coach manager of Celtic. Celtic got him in the summer. He's not been there very long, but he has made a major impact. He's also been the manager of national teams of Australia and Japan. Currently 16-1, and he's 57 years of age. So currently a real outside bet at 22-1, but what a lot of Wolves fans would really love to see Wolves go and get him, but it probably won't happen, is Mauricio Pochettino. Obviously ex-Southampton, Tottenham, Espanyol, and more recently manager at Paris Saint-Germain, where he won the league and two cups. He does like to play the 4-2-3-1 system. As I say, he's Argentinian, he's aged to 50, but would he really come to Wolves? Would Wolves have the buy-in and the financial clout to bring him and tempt him? We've certainly got a talented squad, but he is currently a big outsider at 22-1. So there are the runners and riders currently as they stand. Hopefully Wolves have shifted through all of those. Let me know what you think. Who's your favourite in the comment section below? And of course, please don't forget to vote for us on the Football Content Awards for Best Podcast at Premier League. We'll put the link in the description below as well. Hey, and if you're brand new, why don't you consider subscribing to Always Wolves Fan TV? From myself, Dazzling Dave, till the next one, always Wolves. It's the 90th minute. All your mates are round. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates are already booked in for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.